Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Thursday, November 14th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. The Tony Awards Administration Committee just met for the first time in this current Broadway season to discuss eligibility determinations and rulings for the first 11 productions that opened on Broadway this season. Per Playbill, the Tonys have eligibility rules that place artists in consideration for the various award categories based on opening night billing. The administration committee rules when artists will be considered in ways that fall outside of those rules. Most notably among those rulings thus far, Cola Scola, the star and creator of Oh Mary, who identifies as non-binary and uses they-them pronouns, will be considered eligible in the category of Best Lead Actor in a Play. This comes despite them playing a female character, Mary Todd Lincoln, and by actors themselves typically decide on the male or female category that they wish to be considered in. The 2025 Tony Awards will be broadcast nationwide June 8th on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus from 8 to 11 p.m. on both coasts. And finally today, some long-running milestones. Chicago celebrates 28 years on Broadway. Tonight's performance at the Ambassador Theater also marks its 11,000th on Broadway. The company celebrated with a special cake designed by Milk Bar on stage after the conclusion of the performance. Also, in honor of the anniversary, the musical is holding a flash sale this month. Now through November 24th, you can buy one full-price ticket and get a second for $28. The offer is valid in person at the box office and at telecharge.com using the promo code CHBUY28. Meanwhile, The Lion King celebrated their 27th anniversary yesterday. During last night's curtain call at the Minskoff Theater, original cast member Kawana S. Marie, who originated Young Nala at just 10 years old in 1997, made a surprise appearance on stage and saluted 14 of her fellow original company members still in the show as of now. Chicago and The Lion King are the two longest-running American musicals in Broadway history. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.